Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the right way to negotiate money during the hiring process. Hello, welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Now, Stacy, we're going to talk about a subject that both job seekers and candidates find very interesting, and that subject is how to negotiate money during the hiring process. Is that a topic that comes up a lot in your interaction with candidates?
Yes, it does, and not many candidates are aware of the best way to approach the subject of compensation. They don't know how to negotiate money, and as a result, they can sometimes put themselves at a disadvantage.
How is that?
The biggest mistake that people make when negotiating compensation is that they negotiate backwards.
What does that mean? Can you elaborate?
Yes, I certainly can, and I'll illustrate this point with an example. This is something that happens in our search practice on a regular basis. I will reach out to a candidate about an opportunity at one of our clients' organization. The candidate is interested, but they don't want to move forward in the process until they know what the compensation is going to be. Unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that question because I can't travel forward in time. I'm not trying to be funny, but in a way I am. When I place that call to a candidate, all I know is a certain range that my client is willing to pay. I certainly do not know the final figure. And in fact, it's a little ironic that the candidate is asking me what the final compensation figure will be.
Why is that?
Because the candidate has more control over that than I do. The amount of money that my client is ultimately willing to offer the candidate is largely dependent upon how well that candidate interviews. It depends on how impressive the candidate is. It would be like the candidate asking me, "Can you guess how impressive your client thinks I'm going to be in the interview?" I can't answer that question, and there would be no point in me trying to answer it.
I see. Now, Stacy, we may have talked about this before, but isn't everything about the face-to-face interview tied to value?
Yes, that's right. And value definitely plays a role here. The offer of employment that an organization extends to a candidate is based upon the amount of value that the company believes the candidate will bring to the organization. The more value that the company believes the candidate has, the more attractive the offer of employment will be.
But some of that value is tied to what is on the candidate's resume. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. However, not all of a candidate's value is contained in their resume. If that was the case, then there would be no need for the interview process. Just about everyone can make themselves look good and sound good on paper. The interview process is necessary so that the employers can evaluate the candidate to a further degree, including how the candidate will fit into the company culture.
So, what do you say to candidates who ask, "What will the position pay?"
I say it depends on how well you interview. Some candidates don't realize that the interview is an opportunity for them to sell themselves to an employer. They can have a direct impact on how much the employer is willing to offer. If they have a fantastic interview and the hiring manager is thoroughly impressed, then they can expect an attractive offer. There are two major problems associated with trying to negotiate money backwards like this.
What are those two problems?
Well, first, as we have just discussed, it's pretty much impossible. You can't ask an employer to negotiate before you've even interviewed because they don't know anything about you. If you haven't interviewed, you technically aren't even worthy of being made an offer. You have to prove that you are worthy of an offer before the employer will make one to you. And second, you put yourself at risk for losing leverage.
Losing leverage. How is that?
Well, let's say for the sake of argument that a candidate wants to know what their starting salary would be. Also, for the sake of argument, let's say that the hiring manager provides a figure, one that's middle of the road. It's not low, but it's not that high either. So the candidate interviews, and they interview